Nicholas Poynton is here. Kia ora, Nicholas.
Kia ora.
Firstly, to the markets.
Yes, looking at Wall Street, it is showing signs of recovery after what's been a troublesome week as investors bet on the Federal Reserve to keep their monetary policy loose. They're in a meeting right now. That statement is due out in less than 5 minutes' time. The Dow Jones and the S&P 500 are up more than 1%, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ is up just under 1%. Our own local share market closed up 39 points higher yesterday to 13,216. A positive sign for our market today is reports that the embattled China Evergrande has negotiated a deal with bondholders to settle interest payments, which were due later today. The New Zealand dollar is trading at 70.2 US cents and 96.7 Australian.
Yeah, more on Evergrande coming up a bit later on in the programme, but as to the business bulletin, what's on the cards?
Well, bank profits have eased from the record highs we saw earlier this year. It appears New Zealanders do not think big global corporates are paying enough tax. A local firm says the tech worker shortage must be solved by developing local talent, not from importing it from overseas. And Trustpower says regulatory barriers are hampering investment in renewable electricity generation projects and that the government needs to get on top of it. All that and more at around 10 to 7.